Finally, I've been waiting. No, don't move. Don't move. I know. It's painful. Just be still. You've been through so much. You've endured what no sailor should ever endure. I am so sorry. No, be still. I will tell you what has happened. Your ship was caught in a storm. The wildest storm I have ever seen. Blindly, you sailed through raging storm, rain, wind. You did not know. The rocks were. You could not see, could not navigate. And your ship was dashed on the rocks. I'm so sorry. You don't remember the storm? That is no bad thing. You have been through a fate that no sailor should suffer. The loss of your ship, the loss of your shipmates, of your captain. You're the captain. I should have known. You are impressive. You catch the eye like a bright sunset on the ocean, burning. Makes you valuable. I'm sorry. I was caught in a flight of fancy. What do you remember, my dear captain? Sunlight, a song, and a fish. Why do you remember a fish? Its tail was majestic. Scales like mirrors. Thank you. Why did I thank you? Well, my dear captain, I may not be as civilized as you, but even I know that you thank someone when they pay you a compliment. And you said my scales were like mirrors. You don't remember. Of course you don't. You thought I was a fish. No fish would have been able to save you. My dear captain, sit up slowly. Take care. Take great care. You are valuable to me. Do you not have anything to say? In all of your years of sailing, have you never seen a mermaid before? I am pleased to be your first and your last. We avoid mortal eyes. No, don't. Just be still. You have been through very, very much. Where are we? We are in an old sunken ship. There is air. You can breathe. You are safe here. No one will find us. My people, this is of your world. It is not allowed. I don't know the words. How do I know your language? You're not the first sailor I have rescued, but you are the most pleasing. This ship is made of metal. My people, it is not pleasing to us, which makes it perfect. The perfect place to keep you, to look after you. How did you get here? I brought you here. I saved you. You would have surely drowned had I not. We are deep underwater. Your lungs may be sore. The air, although breathable, is different. If you were to return to the surface, I'm sure you would suffer. There is no return for you. I am so sorry. Why would you ask me about the storm? The storm was wild and imaginary. There was no storm. Think about what you remember. Sunlight. It was the clearest day. A gentle breeze. Perfect sailing weather. You could see for miles, and I could see you. And you do gleam like a sunset. Ah, you are brilliant. Like a pearl in an oyster. But to get the pearl, you have to kill the oyster. At least, I do. You are a jewel. And a jewel needs to be possessed. And I am the one to possess you. Think back. What else do you remember? A song. A song like no other. A haunting song. A song that crept into your bones, your soul. That flowed with your blood, with every heartbeat. My song. A siren song. Oh, your face. Don't be dismayed. It's not your fault. It was fate. I saw you and I had to possess you. I had to have you. You were made to be mine. But your shipmates, those sailors, they were nothing. So I killed them. Or rather, you killed them. You steered your ship into the rocks. A true course of true love. So eager to be mine. Do you remember their screams? The way their hands ripped at you, tried to turn you away. But you were steadfast. You were a true captain, guiding them to their fate. And what a gruesome fate. Consumed by me. Oh, don't worry. I didn't eat them all. I still hunger. I still have an appetite. What's that in your eyes? Fear. Your beauty grows. Fear truly becomes you, Captain. No. I am not the mermaid of your fairy tales. Mermaids are bloody. Vicious hunters. And mortal flesh is a delectation. But you are not food. You are pleasing. I find myself overcome by different appetites. The want to look at you, to hear your voice. Is this love? How do I know of love? Captain, don't you listen? You really must learn to listen. Lest I suddenly become hungry. You are not the first sailor to catch my eye, although you are the most comely. The others were foolish. They underestimated me, thought that I was a simple mermaid. I'm not the one who was caught in a trap. I'm not the one at the mercy of someone else. I'm not the one who would die without me. I'm not the prisoner. I'm not the jewel. I'm the jewel's owner. They didn't understand. They didn't listen. But they were delicious. Oh, look at you, suddenly so pale. I like it. I like it. Why do you flinch when I touch you? Does it hurt? You must be in pain. Why else would you turn away? Resist me, insult me, incite an appetite in me. No. You are wiser than that. A sailor does not become a captain if they are foolish, if they are prone to reckless behavior. And being reckless is so ill-advised. The ocean is dangerous. So many ways to die. Painful, grievous ways to die. Take this ship, for instance. We are on the ocean floor, and the metal, it moans. It sings in pain. A warning to the sailor that lies within it. The pressure is immense at this depth. And air is not like water. Air doesn't flow. It longs to escape, to return to the surface. But like you, it's trapped. But if it were to do something foolish, it would rush to the surface and die. No, wait. That's you. Before it sank, this ship served your kind, mortals. It bore you onto the ocean, kept you safe, until you betrayed it, and it sank to the ocean floor. But still, it is foolish, and it seeks to protect you. So it cries out in a warning. The wrench, the moans. It's a warning to you. You are at the bottom of the ocean. And whilst there is air, it's not the air you know. You can feel it when you breathe. Your lungs, they ache. You slept for days. Your body has changed. You're mine. There is no return for you. Just as this ship is now the ocean's. You are mine, my pretty little captain. Don't frown. Smile. I want you to smile. Because I want you to. What more reason do you need? You want me to be happy, don't you, Captain? If I'm happy, you're happy. If I'm angry, sad, heartbroken, you're not happy. Being unhappy can be so very painful. And oh so final. I love you. I want you to be happy. I killed 100 men, brought your ship to the ocean floor. All for you. I have made such great sacrifices. And you can't be happy. You can't smile. I feel sad. And hungry. Oh, your smile is so pretty. You are a jewel. My little captain. You need to rest. You have a lot to think about. I'll be here, in the dark, watching, waiting, enjoying. Sleep now, Captain. Have sweet dreams of your future under the ocean with me. A future of darkness. The depths of the ocean. You'll never feel the sun on your skin again. Only the cold, damp ocean. Smile. I love you. And my love will keep you warm. Now. Sleep. Dream of the faces of your sailors. Dream of the life you once knew. And when you wake, I'll be here to comfort and hold you and keep you.